Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, check out the site. It's etftrends.com. And there's a lot more there. I don't know that any website, there are a few that are kind of summed up by what's in their name. In Tom's case, you hear him talking about trends, but there's a lot more to it. So check out the website, follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends, or follow Tom personally on Twitter. He, of course, is at Tom Lydon. And I'll point out that we got an interesting question in this week that was targeted at Tom. We're not going to answer it today because Tom actually wants to get a little more research done. But at some point, we will get you an answer. And this is for Rich in Baltimore. But I want to tell everybody else, if you ever have a question for Tom, don't be afraid to send it. Send it to me, Chuck at MoneyLifeShow.com. I know Tom likes the responses as well, and we'll do what we can to answer you, whether it's on the air or off. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ETF Securities Physical Platinum Shares ETF, ticker PPLT.
This is the Platinum ETF, and again, it is PPLT, ETFs, Physical Platinum Shares. Okay, so this is an ETF that holds platinum, but why platinum and precious metals now?
Well, there are a few reasons, and I think at the end, hopefully, more people will be thinking platinum's the new gold. Gold's got a lot of attention, and it's up decent so far year-to-date, Chuck, but still, it's 20% down from where it was a couple years ago, where platinum is actually up over that same period of time. It really is a fundamental play. I know a lot of people who've been watching the news have seen that U.S. car sales jumped 1.2% to 1.4 million cars in the month of June. That's a huge amount, and now we're at annual car sales of almost 17 million, which is the highest since July of 2006. With that, the automobile industry utilizes platinum in catalytic converters. Greater demand, less supply, which has actually been affected by some strikes that we've seen in South Africa, is where we get most of the world's platinum, has created a situation where prices have increased. But there hasn't been a lot of volatility, and I think what we continue to see, more sales in cars, greater demand, and not necessarily meeting that supply, we might see prices continue to go in one direction where gold might continue to stay where it is.
Normally, I think when most people think about platinum, they think about it as a precious metal. But you're really talking about that the demand here is driven much more by its use in the auto industry.
Well, it is. Although a lot of women like to see it on their finger and earrings and all that, most of the demand is from an industrial standpoint. That being said, we also seen a huge increase in demand in autos in China. So it's the same thing. Catalytic converter demand, along with platinum supply staying about the same, has helped the price as well. But with that being said, it is definitely a unique asset class. There are a lot of people that have stayed away from metals and commodities in general. If you're looking for maybe an opportunity where it's not just something that's gold or somewhat gold-related and might even have an additional kick. But on top of that, there's a lot more discussion about inflation and commodities. These types of commodities tend to do pretty well if inflation is picking up. So people are paying more at the pump. They're seeing food prices go up, more money for hamburgers and hot dogs and beer over the course of the summer. Those might be indications that we're starting to see inflation kick in a little bit more. If that's the case, rather than buying futures on hot dogs, buying ETFs like this might help you offset some of those increased prices.
You talked about how you hope by the end of our talk here today, people will see platinum as the new gold. Is this taking over the gold position in your portfolio? What's the asset allocation here that folks should be thinking about?
Well, I think still the average investor does not have a gold position. Maybe they might have some minor positions that might be reflected in some of their mutual funds or maybe some of their ETFs. But if you're thinking about it, this is something that you can buy, and it's very easily traded on its 200-day average, and that would be important. So most people talk from an allocation standpoint, you should have at least 5% in commodities. And if you don't, this is maybe something that you can think about, but I encourage you, if you're going to be buying this, trade it on the 200-day average, because trends can go up, but they sure can go down as well, and this is a great opportunity to protect from any long-term trends on the downside.
Can you use this for your entire precious metal stake if you're going to put 5% or something along those lines? Use this instead of gold?
I wouldn't, Chuck. I would say this would be something that maybe it's 2% of that 5%, let's say. Maybe diversify your gold holding a bit. But again, this is not for everybody who's listening today. I think this is a classic case, Chuck, when you and I talk about all the options in ETFs, this is something from an opportunistic standpoint, and also when you look at the fundamentals that you might take a look at. But if you're going to dip your toe in, make sure you have a plan. If it's maybe 2% of the 5% that you own in gold, great. But again, you have to watch that downside. So use that 200-day average. Don't buy it and forget about it.
Very, very quickly, it's the ETFS physical platinum shares, and we want physical platinum when we're going to make that precious metals play. That's the reason why we're going to go commodities. We're going to go with that physical metal as opposed to doing it with companies and miners.
That's it.
It is the ETF of the week, ticker symbol PPLT, the ETFS physical platinum shares ETF. Again, PPLT, suitable for part of your precious metals holdings if you've got one. And if you want more information on this or other ETFs, check out ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends and follow Tom at Tom Lydon. Hey, we've just gotten started on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. When Money Life continues, we'll be right back.